and it seems to be a good idea. I get so little time to answer your letters, and then usually it's just a scribble or chicken scratch. I would like to let you know why there have been delays and mix-ups in orders going out to you. Prior to this time, we were having most of our books shipped out to you from a New Jersey warehouse, which stored our merchandise and provided shipping services. We would just send them a label with the name of the book on it, and they would ship it. This worked satisfactorily for several years. Then, late last year, we began to get complaints from customers who hadn't gotten their books, though our records showed that the warehouse should have shipped them. Our follow-up correspondence to the warehouse was not answered. Then, at the first of the year, we got word that our warehouse had declared bankruptcy. I phoned our good friend Jim Mosley, who lives in that area, and he was able to retrieve all of our warehouse stock and have it shipped back to us. The other day it arrived, a trailer truck load of it, and the day after that I slipped on ice coming out of my apartment and I had to go to the emergency room to have about 5 stitches put in my face, where I had a deep cut. I've been limping around ever since, trying to get this truckload of books organized. Thank God I was not badly hurt, just sore and bad-tempered for a week. Even before this stock arrived, we had been phasing out our warehouse shipping operations. Added to that was the good fortune of a gal named Donna Darlene Helmick, who walked into the office and asked about a job. We'd hired her on the spot, and she has been very busy straightening out many things. You may have received a letter from her already. She is taking great pains to see that customers are answered promptly and that previous mix-ups are being resolved. I believe we are really getting our operation shipshape now. We are still far too small an outfit to have a computer, but you are probably tired of getting those cheeky printouts from computers anyhow. Sometimes Donna gets delayed slightly by an uninvited visitor, a stray cat named Jill, who has taken up residence in our office. Right in the middle of a busy day, this cat will jump up on her desk and deliberately sit on the paperwork until Donna cuddles and pets her for a while. If you see a bit of fur sticking to a book, you will know why. Bernice Cottrell is still with us, but only in a supervisory capacity. She has stopped full-time work in order to pursue other work she feels ordained to do. Since this is highly personal, we will not discuss it here, but suffice to say, her work is on the metaphysical plane. I am still making excellent progress in getting my new book ready for production. This is titled Gray Barker at Giant Rock and contains my impressions of visiting the last Flying Saucer convention held there in 1970. I will include interviews with saucer personalities and include many good sightings from that year. This will come out with a reissue of my infamous book, They Knew Too Much About Flying Saucers, which has been out of print for years. You will be getting a special mailing on this before long. Please excuse any errors in this newsletter, but I am typing out the copy myself in the office on Saturday, when everything is quiet, including the cat, which is now outside, probably after some poor bird that just arrived back from vacation. I'll send it out this evening for offset printing, so that I can include it in all shipments going out this coming week. It was certainly nice to sit down and get some words off to you, even though one letter has to do for everybody. I want to thank everybody for their continuing support and all my best wishes. Chapter 2. MIB at Sorcerian Press, July 1975. Sorcerian Press shares office space with another firm in a rural area near an outdoor movie cinema. This office is situated a few feet from a main highway. This office is about 7 miles from a state mental institution and sometimes patients escape. On 3 occasions, office staff members have reported such patients and they, the patients, have been quickly picked up by security officers from the hospital. On Thursday, June 19, I came downstairs from checking inventory to find staff members extremely frightened. Sheila Jane Johns told me a man was trying to break into our building and Scott Cottrell